Have you ever faced a moment when doing the right thing meant giving up something you had worked years to achieve? For most of us, those moments are rare. But for one of Padre Pio's spiritual sons, that moment arrived unexpectedly during a simple conversation. The man was Professor Enrico Medi, a respected scientist, a member of parliament, and a devoted son of Padre Pio. Whenever he could, he spent time near the friary, serving at Mass, praying, and seeking the guidance of the saint he deeply loved. One evening, as several people gathered around Padre Pio, the conversation turned to a subject that affects every one of us: truthfulness. Padre Pio spoke plainly. He explained that lying is always contrary to God's will. No matter how small the lie may seem, it distances us from the truth, and Christ Himself is the truth. As those present listened, Professor Medi raised a question. "But Padre," he asked, "for us politicians, is it really never permitted to lie?" Padre Pio looked directly at him and replied, "And you're the one asking me that?" Nothing more, just a few words that struck directly at the conscience. For a moment, no one spoke. Then Professor Medi answered, "Well then, Padre, I have no choice but to resign from politics." Padre Pio responded, "And what are you waiting for?" Within days, Enrico Medi resigned. Think about what that meant for him. Years of work, years of sacrifice. And yet, when faced with a choice between worldly success and fidelity to conscience, he chose conscience. That decision could not have been easy. Most of us will never be members of parliament, but all of us face moments when truth costs something. Perhaps it costs approval. Perhaps it costs an opportunity we don't want to lose. Perhaps it asks us to admit we were wrong. Years later, Enrico Medi would return to public life under different circumstances, but the lesson remained the same. Nothing is more valuable than a conscience at peace with God. Today, the Church honors him as Venerable Enrico Medi, recognizing the holiness that shone through his life. Perhaps his example invites us to ask ourselves a simple question: what am I holding on to that God may be asking me to surrender? If stories like this inspire you, subscribe and join us each week here at Following Padre Pio.